Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. At any given time, there are tens of thousands of children in need of foster care across California. And connecting these children with foster parents, whether for weeks, months, or years on end, takes a network of will and support and care. In our area, Foster Hope Sacramento has been around for more than 30 years, recruiting and helping those who wish to become foster parents, but don't really know where to begin. And this weekend is a great opportunity to get outside and support them. The Run to Foster Hope fundraiser is taking place this Saturday, September 9th at William Land Park to support programs that help stabilize and support children and youth in crisis. Jennifer Walker is the family approval specialist with Foster Hope Sacramento and joins us with more. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, let's start with you and your origin story. How did you become involved and passionate with foster care?
Well, thanks for asking. Actually, I've worked with youth in so many capacities over the years. I've worked in schools and in home care and hospitals, and I teach. And eventually, I really just wanted to use my skills and my passion to help the most vulnerable youth in our community. And that's the children who are living in the system.
What does a family approval specialist do?
So I help recruit foster care families, train them, certify them, support them. I am with these resource families every step of the way.
Mm. You know, help walk us through what supporting a foster family is like for people who haven't been through the foster care system.
Absolutely. So when you join into this community, you are joining an empowering group of people that are going to offer you support through training, not just in the beginning, but ongoing throughout your experience. We are there with individual social workers for the families to call. It's just an entire group. We do annual events, and we have, we have family events that are for the families with the kids, family events for the families without the children. It's just a beautiful mm-hmm. community of people who are there to support each other and support the youth.
Yeah, Foster Hope Sacramento has been in our area since the 1980s for more than 30 years. Who does this nonprofit serve?
So primarily, we serve children in the system, and there is a huge need for serving the older youth in particular. So we have children of all ages, yes. However, the reality is the little ones are very easy to place, and there's lots of available places for the young ones to go. So we are primarily focusing on the older youth, 12 and up. And we actually have a new program we're working with, enhanced foster care. And we focus on the older youth, where that's really where the need is today.
And is it just specifically in Sacramento, or is it surrounding counties as well that your nonprofit works with?
So we do all the surrounding counties as well, the greater Sacramento area.
You mentioned that you walk people through the process of becoming a foster parent, and there are different types of foster care, right, depending on the circumstance.
Absolutely. There are so many different ways that somebody can get involved in foster care. And it's not right for everybody, right? So not everyone can open up their home and be a foster care parent. So we have other ways to get involved, too. So if you're sitting back listening and you think, oh, I want to help, I'm inspired to join, but I don't know if I have space in my house, that's okay. There are other ways that you can also get involved. But there's also many different kinds of foster care parenting. We call them resource parents. Now, ranging from weekend care, offering kind of a respite for the full-time families, all the way to full-time care where we would pay someone with the expectation of staying home and being a stay-at-home foster care family, which is the enhanced care program focusing on our highest needs youth. Mm.
Yeah. What is the process like if you're someone who's interested in becoming a foster parent? What is it like to become certified?
So the first thing I would ask people to do is to come to one of our informational meetings where they can sit down and ask all their specific questions. There's no pressure. It's just a chance to come and get more information about what we do, who we serve, what's available, and then also what the expectations would be. So an informational meeting gives us a lot more time to go through the specifics, and we host them the first No, the second Wednesday and the last Saturday of every month. But if you go to the website, you'll see all the upcoming informational meetings. Also, if you come out this weekend to our event, you can find out more information as well. But to become a foster care family, there's, of course, like a background check that you have to do. There's training that you have to go through. We do a home study. And honestly, the process can be done in as quickly as 90 days.
Wow. Given that you do these informational sessions monthly, what is it like for you to keep doing it and staying passionate with this type of work and while helping people, walking them through the process?
It's inspiring. It's inspiring because the people who come to us wanting to be foster parents come with really good intentions and a lot of love in their heart. And people, you know, they show up optimistic about how they can be a part of this process. And that's inspiring.
Yeah. When it comes to being certified, you already, if you cross that finish line, when do you become connected with a child or youth in need? How does the match and that relationship begin? And what role does your nonprofit play?
That is a process. And that really depends on what your expectations of a child would be and what's available. So we get about 10 to 12 calls a day for youth that we don't have homes for. And so there are children out there ready to be placed right away. And it really just depends on what you're open to in your home, what age range you're looking for. So really, there's children available right away upon certification that that you could be placed with. But it really just depends on what you're looking for and how specific each family wishes to be.
Mm. If you're listening to this and maybe foster care isn't right for you, but you still want to support Foster Hope Sacramento, what can the general public do to support just children in care and in need of care?
Absolutely. So, of course, the number one need is homes. We need beds. We need people to open up their homes. So as cheesy as it sounds, what we say is if you have a place in your heart and a place in your home, please call. Please call for more information. It's not the 90s anymore. We are looking for diversity within our families. So you don't have to be married. We are looking for same-sex couples, single parents. It doesn't matter. We want everyone to call. So if there's a place in your heart, give us a call. Come to an information meeting. Find out if being a foster parent maybe isn't right for you. Maybe you're interested in just being respite and offering weekend care. Or maybe you want to be a mentor or volunteer. Whether it's volunteering with the youth or even administrative help is always appreciated. Every organization needs that. There's always ways to support our families, support the events that we do. There's lots of ways that you can get involved.
And that brings us to the fun run, because you can learn more by just meeting up with everyone this weekend at William Land Park. So tell us about the fun run. This is the second year y'all are putting this on.
It is the second year we're doing this. And I think from now on, we're going to do it in Foster Care Awareness Month, which will be in May. So this will probably be the last time we do it in the fall. But come out. We want you to come and have fun. This is a family event. We've got food and bounce house and activities, and the weather is going to be decent. There's free parking. If you follow the signs for Sac City College, there's free parking over there. And it's in a park. So come, bring your family and join us this weekend.
Yeah. What time does it start?
So 9 a.m. And all the information is on the website, fosterhopesac.org.
Yeah. Is it a designated length? Is it like a 5K or is it just kind of going around William Land Park? It's a beautiful park. So
it is such a beautiful park. It is a designated amount. I don't have that information on me right now.
But it is family friendly.
It so is absolutely.
You're not going to be running a half marathon.
You're not running a half marathon. This is something, and you don't have to run. I won't be running. Let's walk it. Let's walk this together. And in the end, again, the priority of this is just to bring awareness to the great need that we have in the community. We're just trying to get people out to support those who support us, support the vendors that are there for us, support the families, show love, join the community, see what a great community of people this really is, and bring awareness to the huge issue that is we need families, we need support in the foster care system.
Jennifer, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Walker is a family approval specialist with Foster Hope Sacramento. The Foster Family Agency has been serving the greater Sacramento Valley since 1986. And this weekend, it's their annual fundraiser, Run to Foster Hope, taking place this Saturday, September 9th at William Land Park. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to Managing Editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's Technical Director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.